You may be not allowed to make wheat flour, because wheat, you could give for Bikurim. Usarim, and you can't make barley flour, because barley also you could give Bikurim. But maybe only the other ones, only the spelt and the rye and the oats, you're allowed to make matzah. Sheesh b'mina Bikurim. So if you're name, Tamulayma, this the Pasuk says, matzah is matzah's ribui. There's a ribui, and something says more. The Pasuk says, matzah is matzma, a few different types of matzahs, you're also yotze. So in other words, even though matzah made out of wheat and barley, which could come from Bikurim, so what? As long as this flour now is not Bikurim, you could be yotze the mitzvah's matzah. But the Pasuk says an extra lashon like matzahs. If you're telling me now you have an extra post like matzos to tell us a lot of type of matzos are yoytza the mitzvah, so then afilu bikurim nami, so maybe even machlal bikurim should also be yoytza the mitzvah. In other words, even though you gave the wheat to the kohen b'teres bikurim, and the kohen now made it into matzah, maybe he should be yoytza the mitzvah, because the post says matzos matzos. And for the gemara enech nami, hod devei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva taka was choizim. He doesn't make this hekish. He doesn't learn out from matz and morum to say Bikurim is no good. So Drashi hold the Rabbi Akiva. He doesn't know from the last hekish. The matz and morum. V'yalef Bikurim mibichol mashvaseichim. But Rabbi Akiva rather also dashes the pasuk like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that says you can only have matzah that you can eat any place. Mashenkein Bikurim. You cannot eat chutz from Yishlaim. You can't be yotze. What's the right of Kiva was choizim? Tetani, we learned in the Braisim. Yochol, I would think, yoytze yodam yidei chavose bebikurim. Maybe a person could be yoytze the mitzvah's matzah, a koin, that makes the matzah out of flour, that was given to him at Teres Bikurim. Like, why not? Talmud Leim, the Pasuk says, b'chol moshvasechem teich lo matzis. Matzah hanecholes b'chol moshovis. You could only be yoytze with a matzah, such a type of a matzah, that's allowed to be eaten any place you want. Yotze bikurim, mashenken, if this matzah was made from flour, wheat, which was given to the kohen b'teres bikurim, she'enam necholam mechol mashoves. You're not allowed to eat it any place in Eretz Yisrael, ela b'Yerushalayim, only in Yerushalayim. So you see, here, that's what the Braisa says. So far we don't know who the Braisa is going like. The Stam Braisa, the Chura that says that Yerash n'posek b'chol mosh v'seichim, bikurim inat yotze mitzvah matzah. So the Gemara, Yochol Shani Meitzi, Af Meister Sheni, maybe even Meister Sheni also, you're not Yoitze. Because Meister Sheni also, what's Meister Sheni? When you took off Meister Sheni, you had wheat growing in Eretz Yisrael, you took off Truma Gedolo, then Meister Rishon, then Trumas Meister, then Meister Sheni. So the wheat is Meister Sheni. The locher of Meister Sheni is, you're only allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't eat it out of Yerushalayim. So what do you now if you have this wheat? That's Meister Sheni, you make it into a matzah, even if you're in Yerushalayim, you shouldn't be yotze the mitzvah. Because this matzah, you're not allowed to take out of Yerushalayim. Since it's made out of Meister Sheni, you could only eat in Yerushalayim. So maybe you're not yotze with such a matzah either. And that the Gemara answers, Talmud Leimah, there's a pasuk that says no matzos. With an extra vav, that tells plural. That matzos ribu. We're saying no, other types of matzah also you are yotze. Not only a regular matzah, but even Meister Sheni also. So we're coming out now. Bikurim, no. Bikurim, you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah. Why not? Because Bikurim is only eaten in Yerushalayim. But Meister Sheni, even though also it's only eaten in Yerushalayim, here you could be. Because there's a ribui matzahs. For the Gemara, Mechet asks which way to do it. For the Gemara. Omar Royis. Why do you say to say that Meister Sheni is good? You use the ribu, the extra word matzos, to tell us even Meister Sheni. That the pasuk says b'chol moshvaseichem, sell something is no good. That's bikurim. How do you know to say it that way? Let's say just the opposite. I'll tell you marbani Meister Sheni. So the more answers that the svar is like this. Marbani Meister Sheni taki is good. Why? Sheyesh loy heter b'chol moshavis. There is a case that you could eat Meister Sheni any place you want, even outside Yerushalayim. How is the case? Uku the Rebbe Lezer. Like we'll soon see Rebbe Lezer's halacha, that there's a case that when Meister Sheni becomes tamei, you're allowed to even take it out of Yerushalayim and eat it there. So Meister Sheni has ways that you could be poyder it and eat it outside Yerushalayim also. Ma Shein Kein. Ulohitzi bikurim, yeah, she said, Yamumaitzi ani bikurim, ashenkin bikurim is no good. Shein laheta b'chol mashavis. There's no way that you're allowed to eat bikurim outside Yerushalayim. So since bikurim, you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim, therefore bikurim, you're not yoytze mitzvah matzon. Mashenkin, maitzi sheni, there are ways that you are allowed to eat it outside Yerushalayim, therefore yoytze mitzvah matzon with maitzi sheni. So the more the Yomer of what's Rabbi Lezer's halacha, the Yomer of Rabbi Lezer, minayin l'maiseh sheni shenitmo. How do I know that if you have maiseh sheni, even if you brought it into Yerushalayim, that the halacha of maiseh sheni is like this usually, where you live outside Yerushalayim, so you have maiseh sheni, it's peris, or here it's wheat, you are allowed to be poyder it to make it into the kedusha into money, and the peris you're allowed to eat. But let's say once you take the maiseh sheni and bring it into Yerushalayim, then the din is no. In Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poydered, like take money and say the Kedusha goes on the money and stam eat the peris however you want. No. Once it came into Yerushalayim, you bedavka have to be in Yerushalayim. You can't take it out. So that's the kash lechura. Once it gets to Yerushalayim, you can't eat it outside. The Teretz says, no, Rav Lezer's mechadesh achidish. Rav Lezer says, minayim lemaiseh sheni. Shenitmo, how do I know if maiseh sheni became tomei? That even in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be poyder it and take the kedusha onto money and this maaser now maaser sheni you're allowed to eat. Talmudim, the pasuk says ki loisuchal seisoy. This is the posh of the pasuk of saying you're allowed to be poyder maaser sheni. Posh of the pasuk means if you live outside Yerushalayim and you have 100 pounds worth of tefuah, it's too heavy to carry to Yerushalayim. The pasuk says, you can't carry it. So the pasuk says, what? You're allowed to be poyder onto money, and you bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and the peris eat where you are. Now we dash in v'yein seisoy elo achilos. It means, kiloisuch leisoy means you're not allowed to eat it. Not only does it mean it's so heavy you can't carry it, but even if you can't eat it. What do you mean you can't eat it? That it became tummy. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayisa maaseis meyes ponov." They took away our food in front of them. So you see, maaseis goes on food. So it's the pasuk saying, if you can't eat the maaseh sheni, if you can't eat it, then the lachri is you are allowed to be poyder it. So that's Rav Lezer's chiddush. That if you have this maaseh sheni inside Yerushalayim, even though the way it is when it's Torah, there's no way to eat it outside Yerushalayim, but when it becomes tomei, and you're not allowed to eat it now because maaseh sheni tomei, you can't eat. There's a hefty, you're allowed to be poyder it. When you're poyder, you take the money and say the kedusha maaseh sheni should go on to the money. So the money stays with the kedushas maaseh sheni, and this wheat now becomes hutter. You're allowed to eat it wherever you want. You could even take it outside Yerushalayim. So since there's a hecha timsar, you could take maaseh sheni outside Yerushalayim and eat it. Therefore, the Torah says you could be yotze mitzvah matzah. Vashenkein bikurim, that you can never eat bikurim outside Yerushalayim. Bikurim are not yotze mitzvah matzah with. That's this brisa. Now we're going to bring a raya. This brisa goes according to Rabbi Kiva. What's the raya? Tomorrow says, "Man shamet lei the yoma maaser sheni nofek bei." Who is the one that says that maaser sheni you could be yotze mitzvahs matzah with? Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Kiva. Because before on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yosef clearly said even maaser sheni can't be yotze. And here the brisa says clearly, maaser sheni yes, just bikurim not. So who holds maaser sheni yes? That's Rebbe Kiva. And still this price that goes according to Rebbe Kiva says from the Posseg, no. So we see clearly Rebbe Kiva was Chayzer. He doesn't learn out Bikurim from the Hekish of Matzah tomorrow, but rather he also learns out Bikurim from this Posseg, Bechol Moshe Vaseichem. Since you're only allowed to eat bikurim in Yerushalayim and not outside Yerushalayim, you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah with matzah bikurim. For the Gemara now, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, tepik lei melechem oini. Rabbi Yosi Aglili, before we have two psukim, before an Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yosi Aglili darshin from the word lechem oini, he darshin that you can't be yotze mitzvahs matzah with lechem with maaseh sheni, because since maaseh sheni and oinim, that means somebody was made. And he has to sit shiva before the kfurim, he's called an oinin. The loch is an oinin is not allowed to eat maaseh sheni. And the pasuk says, lechem oini, you could only be yotze mitzvahs matzah with something that you could eat even when you're an oinin. That was the Yosef Glili's drasha. That's why he said maaseh sheni is no good, because you can't eat it when you're an oinin. So the kasher is now, why is Rabbi Yossi have to have a new posik now for Bikurim? That Bikurim may not Yotza. For this posik mi v'chom mashvaseichem, l'chur Bikurim also, you can't eat when you're anointing. If you have a mace and you have to bury him, you're not like Bikurim either. So from the posik lechem oini, I should know you're not Yotza with Bikurim. That's the Gemara's kasher. But the Gemara, for Rabbi Yossi aglili, typically melechem oini, just like he says, Maisi Shreini is no good, and he dashins, Mi Shenecho Boini, only such matzah that you're allowed to eat even when you're anointing. Even if one of your mishpacha was mace, that you have to make kfura before the kfura you called anointing, so you're not allowed to eat Maisi Shreini, the Chur Havim and Yehua, then you're not allowed to eat Bikurim either. So the Pasuk says, for that type of matzah, you can't be Yotze Mitzvah's matzah. The matzah has to be Lechem Oini, something you could eat when you are anointing. Yotze Zeh Shreinecho Lele B'Simcha. That the churbi kurim you could only eat when you're matzav of simcha, and not when you're anointing. So just like if Yosi Aglili dashes from that posik, Maaseh Sheni, no, we should know from the same posik bikurim also not. Now the Gemara that's not so shver. So v'leich Reb Shimon, you'll have to say that if Yosi Aglili holds like Reb Shimon Shita, the Tanya will learn like this: bikurim asurim loining. And the Chlamid, the Tanakama says that if bikurim is supposed to be eaten b'simcha. And anointing, he's not allowed to be the simcha, he can't eat bikurim. But Rabbi Shimon Mater, Rabbi Shimon says no, anointing is allowed to eat bikurim. Therefore it's good, Rabbi Yosef really holds like Rabbi Shimon, that even though you're anointing before the kfura, even though you're not allowed to be the simcha, you're allowed to eat bikurim. So therefore, from the pasuk of lechem oini, I would not know bikurim is no good. I only know Maaseh Sheni is no good, because Maaseh Sheni is not allowed to eat when you're anointing. But Bikurim, according to Rabbi Shimon, you are allowed to eat when you're anointing. So maybe you could be Yotze Mitzvah Matzah with Bikurim. That's why I need the new Pasuk, B'chol Moshvah Seichem. Know that Bikurim, that you could only eat in Yerushalayim, and not outside Yerushalayim, you can't be Yotze the Mitzvah. The Tanya, we learn in a price like this. Bikurim Asurim Leining. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Matzah, Rabbi Shimon says, no, anointing is allowed to eat Bikurim. So tomorrow, my time of the Rabbanu, what's the Machlokes Talmidim? The Siv, the Pasuk says, Loisucha Lecho Bishurecha. You can't eat it in your own cities, that means in Eretz Yisrael, only in Yerushalayim. The Yom Amar, Trumas Yodecha, Elu Bikurim. Trumas Yodecha, Elu Bikurim. That the Pasuk is talking about Bikurim. And it says what? Loisucha Lecho Bishurecha. You can't eat it outside Yerushalayim. Now in this Pasuk, the Iskish Bikurim Lemaiser. It says Maiser right after Bikurim. So we learn out Hilchas Bikurim from Maiser. Ma Maiser, just like by Maiser. Also Loinen, that's Tritum. Maiser Rishon, you're not allowed to eat when you're anointing. Or Maiser Sheni. Is Af Bikurim, also Loinen. Who are then Bikurim, also anointing, is not allowed to eat Bikurim. That's the Tanakama. For Rabbi Shimon, was Rabbi Shimon hold? He holds Truma Karina Rachmanim. The Torah calls Bikurim a din like Truma. Now, just like Truma, Ma Ketruma, Ma Truma, Muteris Loining, there we have Psukim, that you're allowed to eat Truma if a Kohen becomes an Oining, one of his Mishpachas mates, before the Kfurim, he's allowed to eat Truma. Is Rabbi Zoi, Af Bikurim Mutli Oining. That's Rabbi Shimon's Drosha. That Bikurim also you're allowed to eat, even the Oining is allowed to eat Bikurim. Smell, everything is good. Rabbi Yosef Lid holds like that also, that an Oining is allowed to eat Bikurim. Therefore, how do I know you can't be Yotze Mitzvah's Matzah with Bikurim? Not from the Pasuk Lechem Oini, because an Oinian could eat it, but from the Pasuk Mivachol Mashvaseichem. From the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon, Ni the Hekish, Les Lei, he doesn't know the Hekish good. Bikurim is not Hukish Lamaisin, true. Of the Simcha Miyo Michtav Ksivabu, but the Torah says when you bring Bikurim, the Chur you're supposed to eat it, the Simcha. The Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Vesomach the Bechol HaTov. You're supposed to be happy. When you bring Bikurim, Vice says when the Kohen eats the Bikurim, he has to eat it Besimcha. So Chur, if you're an Oinen, if somebody was mace, you're not allowed to be Besimcha. So Chur, how does Reb Shimon say an Oinen is allowed to eat Bikurim? The Pasuk says you have to eat it Besimcha. And for the Gemara, Reb Shimon holds like this. Hahu Lizman Simchu Diyasa. That Pasuk is telling us, when are you allowed to bring Bikurim? You're allowed to bring Bikurim at a certain time, at a time of the year when people are Besimcha. Like this, the Tanam, we learned like this. Meyat Seres V'yadachad. From after Shavuos. That's the first time of the year you're allowed to start bringing Bikurim. Shavuos time. Up until Sukkot. Maybe you bring Bikurim, your first fruits of the Shiva Saminim that grow, bring to the Kohen. For Kohen, when you say, Ho Kapito Me'ram Me'evirovi. You say when you bring Bikurim. Mashenkein Me'achag, if you bring it already after Sukkot. the Yad Chanukah until Chanukah time. Navy, you're allowed to bring Bikurim. V'yayna Kareya. But you don't say the Pasha Rami Yevidovi. Because it's not such a Zman Simcha anymore. Yikas Zman Simcha is from Shavuos until Sukkot. That's the time when the farmers plant and the things are growing and they're about to bring it into the house. They're very much besimcha. And Sukkot, that's the Zman Asifa. That's when you brought everything into the house already. That's the Zman Simcha Seinum. We're very happy then. Mashenken, after that already, up until Chanukah, the Simcha is not so great anymore. So how do we know this halacha, that you're only supposed to bring bikurim on a zman when we're happy, when the tfu is growing and about to come into yalf? That's when this posik, the samachta b'chol atoiv. But the posik does not mean you have to eat it when you're besimcha. Even if you're an einin, if the kohen's mishpacha died, he's still allowed to eat the bikurim. That's why it's good where Rabbi Yosi needs a new posik, b'chol moshvaseichem, to tell us that since Bikurim is only eaten in Yerushalayim and not B'chom Mosfaseichem, you cannot be Yaisa Mitzvah Matzah with Bikurim. More right, new Gemara now. Tana Rabbon, Lechem Oini, the apostle before B'dashin Lechem Oini, Prat, here we're dashing that you can't be Yaisa with such dough, Lechalut. Lechalut means that you took the dough, and before, or even the flour, before you lush, made into a dough, you poured hot water onto it. You like boil the flour. And that's a choshiva, Rashi says, v'chashiva su. That's a choshiva, very expensive type of a bread. And the locker is lechem, or it has to be like a poor man's bread. So matzah has to be made like a poor man's bread. And not a choshiva bread, like an expensive, a very deluxe, or matzah. So if you boiled the wheat first, that's no good. Prat lecholit. Not because it's chomitz, but because it's choshiv. Uli yashisha. The yashisha, also Rashi says, that's glutzko gedolo, a very big piece of matzah. You want to make it raise a 20-pound matzah, you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah on Pesach b'night. But also, it's not called lechem oini. Lechem oini has to mean like a poor man eats one piece, one matzah that we have. But a tremendously big matzah, you're not yoytze because it's a sorin of lechem oini. That's what the Braisa darshins. So the more yochol, lo yotzodim dechavosoi, ele bapat hadorum. So maybe your mamash has to have dirty black matzah. It can't be even clean flour. And Rashi says, Hadar means shenitto kol hador adayinu paskim, and we have black flour you have to use. Lechem oini, mamash, the worst flour there is. Talmoloi matzah's ribui. No, the yafilo ke matzah shel shloimen. Even though it's nice, clean flour, like shloimen melech used, you're allowed to be yetz the mitzvah's matzah. Just the matzah should not be boiled first, or else very, very big, that's no good. But the flour could be as clean as you want. For the Moran Cain, Matam Lem Lechem Oini. If you tell me now, matzahs, tell me even nice matzah like Shleima HaMelech's matzah. So what's the Pshan Lechem Oini? Prat Lecholot Lashisha, like we said. Only you can't do something extra special. Not making it clean, but Cholot means boiling the flour first. Or else Lashisha, making a very nice big matzah, that's no good. For the Moran, my matzah, how do I know? Tahay Ashisha Lishna de Cheshivuso. How do we know that Ashisha means something very expensive, a deluxe type of a bread? The Pasuk says, Vayachalek l'cholom, this is by David HaMelech, after he made it for king, he gave out matonis food to everybody, Vayachalek l'cholom, l'chol ha'moin Yisrael, to everybody gave out portions, le'meyish v'yadisha, for man to a lady, le'ish, he gave to a man, chalas lechem achas, one whole piece of bread, v'esh par echod, that's a gzunta piece of meat, v'yashisha achas, and one nice also, deluxe piece of bread. So you see, Ashisha means something very nice. The Yomer Rav Chonan Bar Abom, Ashpo, what is that? That's Echod Mishisha Bapar. One sixth of an ox. That's the portion he gave to everybody there. Everybody got one sixth of an ox feet. That's how much meat they got to eat. Ashisha, what does that mean? Echod Mishisha Befo. One of a sixth of an Efo. That's also a tremendous amount of flour. That's how much each bread was. So that's right, Yashisha means a very deluxe type of a bread. More pliga to Shmuel. This man, the Yama argues on Shmuel. The Yama Shmuel says not like this. He says, Ashisha is garbo de chamra. It was like a jug of wine that he gave out. Trashi eifa shalhin, shal yayin. An eifa made out of wine, that's what he gave out. And, yeah. And what's his raya? The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, V'yoyevay Ashisha anovim. You see, it has to do with grapes. That Ashisha goes on grapes, goes on wine. Right, turn around. Ein oifin pas over beyond the Pesach. You can't bake a nice thick matzah on Pesach. Tivra b'sham, that's b'sham.